breaking news in New York City's fight against the COVID surge. Mayor Adams just pledged new support to city hospitals. As we've been telling you, they've been under strain. Just within the last hour, the mayor laid out a new three-point plan. This includes more than $100 million in funding for city-run hospitals. This comes as the number of COVID patients in hospitals across the state is the highest it's been since May of 2020. I want to get out to News 4's Gus Rosendale, live for us in Washington Heights. Hi, Gus.
Well, Natalie, we are live along 181st Street and Wadsworth Avenue, where a line for testing goes down the block and has done so all day. And today, as you touch upon, two big moves here to help with the city deal with these testing situations and also hospitals that are facing some tough days.
I now bring up Mayor Eric Adams.
Late today in Elmhurst, Queens, Mayor Eric Adams met with frontline healthcare workers as many of their colleagues are homesick or in quarantine, a staffing challenge faced by most local hospitals.
And so today we are announcing a three-point plan to make sure each and every hospital in the city of New York has the resources they need. We want them to be fully staffed and provide top quality care no matter which borough they're in and no matter where they're located. It is needed across the city. New Yorkers deserve that.
So more money and more testing, the big developments today. $138 million going to city hospitals. They can use that money for things, pay for staffing and PPE. The mayor also pointing out that at this point, hospitals in the city have a 75% occupancy rate. But David, Natalie, and also talking to doctors and members of the medical community today, they also point out it's not as bad as it once was. These staffs are vaccinated. There are more treatments out there. And so while these are not necessarily the very dark days of 2020,